Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mr. Z and Fifth Show with your host, Zach Hearson, the Fifth General. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Good to be here. Very good to be here, man. Yes.
Good. Let me go ahead. Oh, I didn't even realize I didn't have this ready. Hold on. Because when we start the show, we always got to do our signature. Followed by the applause. All right. I like to start shows positive, but this one's not so positive, so I'm gonna just go right into it. Today we're gonna start out talking about what happened in Baltimore with the bridge collapse. We'll get into, for those who see at the ticker at the bottom who are watching this on YouTube, we're gonna talk about what happened with Diddy, because it's something that we need to cover. We haven't covered hip hop related news in a while.
Yeah. But
we can't not talk about that. So, let's go to it. Approximately March 26th, man. 12:39 AM Eastern time. A ship departed from Seagirt Marine Terminal. By 1:07, this is all Eastern time, the ship had entered Fort McHenry Channel around 1:24. These are timestamps from CNN's article.
Yes, yes.
Numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's bridge audio. About the same time, VDR sensor data ceased recording. The VDR audio continued to record using redundant power source. 1:26, VDR resumed recording sensor data during the time. Steering commands, rudder orders recorded on audio. The ship's pilot made a general high frequency VHF radio call but for tugboats in the vicinity to assist. About tugboats are strong, for those who don't know, they can pull a barge. Yeah. And tugboats are not even really that big, but they're powerful, you know.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he would ask for their assist, because they could hook onto it somehow and kind of help steer him in the right direction. That's why they call it tugboats, because they pull. That's what tug means, to pull.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. The pilot ordered. For those who don't know what a tugboat is, it's kind of simple. I don't think people know. Kind of like a semi-truck, but in the water.
In the water, right.
You know, semi-trucks are very strong. Semi-trucks are on the street. Tugboats are in the water, so kind of similar to that.
Yeah, like a tow boat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, they could pull. So it says that... let me go back to it. Dispatcher phone to Maryland Transportation Authority duty officer regarding the blackout. So apparently the ship was suffering from power outages. That's what it sounds like to me. The pilot ordered a drop to port an anchor for additional steering commands. Okay, so I probably can't go through all of this for the sake of the show. Sounds like mayday, mayday. Okay, like letting them know, hey, I'm having issues. I'm heading towards whatever. Okay, it looks like a bridge is coming. Here's the thing. The speed of the ship, right? At the time, before it hit the ship, was under 8 miles per hour. But understand, this is a powerful boat. Okay? Powerful boat. They said this boat was about the size of the Chrysler building laid down. So this is a long boat.
A long boat, yeah.
Right. Chrysler building, skyscraper in Manhattan, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, it crashed into the pillar of the bridge. The bridge comes down. There's video footage. It just comes down.
Yes.
Let me get your opinion on it, and then I'm going to give my conspiracy theory opinion on it, because I'm reporting what they're saying, but I'm gonna tell you how I feel. Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Well, it's like this. Now, this caused a lot of attention, and I was able to see it over the week when it happened. I seen it, heard the report, and I had to actually see it for me to say, okay, wow, this is what happened. Very, very scary situation. Very, very scary. It's scary. It makes you not want to go and drive through a bridge anymore. But what I really get from it is that that's not the only bridge that collapsed. There's a few bridges that collapsed over the span of the 5 years that went down. And I think sometimes that not everything that you see is an accident. Not everything you see is an accident. I can say that. But this particular bridge, the way how it went down, it's like you didn't see the clear of that. I mean, it makes you wonder, like, where all the ship was going, and you know the bridge was down. The person that was operating the ship should have been like, you know what, I'm not going to go tonight. I can't clear that. I can't see. And it's dark at sea. If you've ever been out in the ship, I live on Staten Island, and I've been on the ferry boat at night. And you ever look outside at night, pitch dark, it's black.
If it wasn't for lights,
you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah, with no lights, you can't see nothing.
Dark.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You have better examples than that. You know why?
Yeah.
Because at least when you're riding the ferry, you're in between land.
Right, right.
You've been on cruises where I'm pretty sure you went to the dock and then you don't see nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's land for miles and miles and miles away. So you can see water in the boat you on.
That's it. That's it. When you're on cruises, that's it. That's all you see. Just a boat, and you see it's pitch black. You ever look out there and gaze? It's pitch black. But there's no land. You don't see no land for like until you dock it to the next morning.
Yeah.
That's how cruises operate. Those who've never been on cruise.
Right.
And you're out there. And you see nothing. There's nothing you see out there. It's just you and the ship and with other people, but with 5,000 other people on the ship. But I'm thinking sometimes that they could say it's an accident, but it also was a thing where they block people from going to other. There's going to be a time in our life where they may block certain things from certain people for getting from point A to point Z, meaning that it's a reason why certain bridges come down. And we're living in these times where you don't know whether to believe it or not. And not everything that you hear is really, really, it's really what it is. And we're living in these times. These are the times that we're living in. So when you hear bridges collapsing and I pray that the victims, there's only about, I don't know what the number is. I said trying to get a count. The story is still unraveling.
It's still unraveling. Can I mention something here?
Go ahead.
Construction workers, because at the time, at a certain part of the bridge, that there was actually construction workers doing some construction work on the bridge roads.
Mm.
And they're dead.
Yeah.
So far, it says there's two missing. What they recovered, two of the missing workers. They presume there may be more than four of the specific ones that they're naming, but they say that. Yeah, they say that the inspector who was overseeing the work of the construction, that he fell in the water because the bridge collapsed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's not announced that he's dead, but there's an article saying that there were four they accounted for, and then they still have missing people. So they have missing workers and civilians, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Business working on civilians.
Yeah, go ahead. Know. I didn't wanna.
Yeah, that's okay. They could be underneath the water. And if you're in that water, you know it. I know it. If you're in that water, it's hypothermia all the way.
Well, at this point.
Yeah. It's Boston is cold. You know, it's Baltimore, right?
Baltimore, yeah.
Baltimore's cold. So I just want to get your thoughts and your thoughts right now on it as we go.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right. I saw that footage. Let me put my conspiracy tinfoil hat on right now. Accident? Okay. Let's say it is an accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that boat doing? Trying to go under a bridge that really isn't that high for a boat like that to go under safely. That's number one.
Thing.
Number two, according to the report, I read the report. Power going out. I saw the video. Power goes out. Power comes on. Power goes out. Power comes on. Power goes out. And then it comes on for one. Comes on, stays on at this point. The boat, as it gets closer to the bridge, tends to do this. It looks like if it would have went under the middle of the bridge, or where it was probably trying to go or supposed to go, it would have cleared it. But I notice it looks like the boat is going further to the pillar.
Zacchaeus.
As soon as it hits the pillar, it sounds like an explosion. And then the bridge just falls like Legos. One could say, if you wilding right now, maybe he aimed it towards the bridge because he aimed it towards the pillar because the boat was only going 8 miles per hour and he thought that the pillar would actually stop the boat. That boat is like a building on the water.
Yes.
It's that heavy. It's a cargo ship. It was carrying cargo. Storage containers about mile high.
Yes.
Or maybe not a mile high, but just a lot as you look at the ship. This is a shipping boat.
Yes. Cargo boat. Huge cargo boat.
And why the length of this barge, why? You would think you would try to avoid the pillar, right?
Yes.
Secondly, I don't know if the Francis Scott Key Bridge has this feature, but a lot of bridges have a lift and separate feature where it comes up just in case a boat is too big. So it could go under, so it can go, and then the bridge comes back down. Same concept as the railroad track concept. There's a train coming. We need to block it off.
Right.
If that was the situation with that bridge, where it knew something was coming and it had the feature where it could lift and come up and depart and part so that the boat could go through, even if it would have still hit the pillar, it would have saved lives. That's the whole point. I don't care. The whole point is about saving lives. Dang that bridge.
Right.
I'm talking about the lives here. It could have saved lives. It says that this boat was carrying 56 containers of 764 tons of hazardous material.
Sounds like it could have hit then exploded. My question
the actual cargo ship, let me tell you the length of it. The actual cargo ship And this is two of the bodies of the construction workers who died too.
Oh.
Two bodies of the construction workers, one from Mexico, one from Guatemala. Rest in peace. And condolences goes out to their families.
Families, yeah.
They said that this boat, and this was somebody on the boat. This ain't even anybody on the bridge. This is, oh, no, no, no. It says construction workers. Sorry. It says 984-foot-long cargo ship. 980 feet. That's long. Sounds long to me.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There were workers on the boat itself. You know, this is a big boat. You know? Zacchaeus, I'm going to hand the mic to you. I don't want to babble. Go ahead.
No, my question I have is...
Oh, can I say this real quick? Important fact. Yeah, go ahead. It says here the investigation itself, as far as ruling it's an accident or not, could take 12 to 24 months.
Wow. Okay. My question is that why would you, knowing that it's pitch dark, knowing that it's hard to see, why would you try to operate a boat to get under a you know that boat is huge. That was a huge boat. That's a huge, that's a, like you said, a building on water. A huge building on water. That's on. Yeah. Why would you try to go in the direction of the bridge? And why would you operate it around that time in the morning where it's pitch dark? Wouldn't it be better to go during the day when it's light? But
can I give you this, though? Can I give you this, though, to kind of help your point?
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily the point here, per se, only because we would be corrected that shipments happen all days and hours of the night, and professionals have been able to do this all the time. I think the problem that we're having... No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, why hit the bridge?
But we would be corrected that the time is not the argument, right? The time. The place? Now, that I got a problem with, because why is it that from the angles that me and you both saw, that when the boat gets closest to the bridge, that it steers into the pillar that holds a bridge up?
Why would it do that? Why would it do that?
That's the argument right there.
Yeah, why would it go towards the pillar that holds the... Do you know that pillar, instead of going straight, it went to the direction of the pillar? So that's the argument. Why did it go in the direction of the pillar? If it was supposed to be an accident.
Yeah.
If it's...
Zacchaeus, could you imagine if this was rush hour?
Oh, do you know how much death it would... Oh, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Oh, my... OMG.
Yeah, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yes. So our argument and question is, why couldn't the boat go straight? Why did it head to the direction of the pillar?
Yeah.
Was it... Now, the question is, everybody leave a comment. Was it, you think... Because not everything that you hear is what it is. I always reiterate that, because we're living in a world where things are covered up. Things are not what it seems. And people, things happen, and it's not what it really is. The reason why I say that, and I emphasize that to the utmost, I'm not going to stick on the topic. I'm not going off a topic because of 9/11. When everybody thought that, well, it just happened for two planes to fly into a tower, to towers. Nothing just happens. Sometimes nothing just happens. When a boat was steering into the pillar, you just think that just happened. Now, that's the question. So this is why the investigation needs to be done, because it just happens. Some people just go around like oblivious, la-da-da-da-da, things just happen. Nothing, a lot of things just don't happen. Sometimes it's plotted. Sometimes it's premeditated. Okay? Not saying that accidents don't happen. They do. But some things you have to look with a closer eye. And just don't take it for what the media shares you and what the media says it is. Some things you just got to look closer. And God gives you that discernment. When you're serving God, he gives you that discernment and says, listen, it's not just this. It didn't just happen just to happen like that. You got to look deeper. Got to look deeper. Call us conspiracy theorists, whatever. Yeah. But
yeah.
Sometimes you got to look deeper in the situations. It's not just because of what the news say. They'll feed you all type of stuff. But when you look deeper, it's deeper. And when you look at the mystery and look and you dissect the situation, you see it. You see it. And it is more clear now that, wow. Because it's a very good question. Why did the boat? And some people might say, oh, well, they were just trying to dodge. A big, huge boat like that at the last minute trying to dodge. Think about
dodge that. What? The water?
Exactly. Think about that. And some naive people would say that. They would say that because some people, they walk with a veil over their eyes. They take everything verbatim and they don't want to, and they don't have the spirit of discernment to say, well, you know, let's look deep in the situation. It's not just the boat that's, but why is it staring in? Why is it going into that direction? Why? Why didn't it go straight to avoid any casualties? Why didn't it just go straight? Or why did it just go further away from the pillar?
Can I give you this one?
Yeah.
It looked like at first it was going in the middle.
Right.
At first it looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it going straight, it turned right. Okay. You know what some people think? Some people think, hey, is it, you know, because they said that the captain of the ship or whoever he is, or whoever the people on the ship was, they had reported mechanical failure for 6 hours prior to hitting that bridge. To the people of Maryland, what do they call this thing? They called it basically to the transportation department people of that region of Maryland, you know, where Baltimore is. So apparently they, for 6 hours prior,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what they're claiming. That's the claim.
That's what they're claiming. Even for 6 hours, and you know you have mechanical issues.
Six hours. Nobody should have been up. Hold on. 6 hours, that bridge should have been empty.
Exactly.
Six hours? You should have closed. Hold on, man. I don't know how this works out. But if I let someone know 6 hours that there's a threat coming, it's up to the person on the other end to do something about it.
I'll give you that,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6 hours should be enough time to close a bridge.
Yes.
Okay, no more cars are coming right now.
Yes. Yes.
On this side or that side.
Right. Close the bridge. You could do that. Yes.
You could do that in hour one.
Yes, you can. Yes. You could close it. Yes.
Hour one of the six. Now let's talk about the construction workers. Get your behind off this bridge right now.
Yes. Yes.
That's how you handle that. Because
mm-hmm.
if it still hit the bridge, at least you could let the people know on the boat. Okay, The bridge has been evacuated.
Yeah, see?
Do your best not to hit it, please. Mm-hmm. But the bridge has been evacuated. Instead, you got people still working on that thing? And they already told you that there's a Mayday situation. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you know, we talk about airspace, and then you have a sea, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to in the air, if a plane issues a Mayday and says, well, whatever, whatever, and they're close to a certain area, then what happens is now they have to clear that area for the plane. If there's something going on with the plane, they gotta shut stuff down because they have to save people's lives. It's about saving a major loss of casualties.
Yeah. But
with this situation going on, like I said, I'm glad it wasn't in the daytime where it was rush hour, where it was a morning drive from the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. where you had thousands of people driving over that bridge.
Yeah.
Commuting to work.
Commuting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that wasn't the situation. These were graveyard hours, as we call it, right?
Yeah, graveyard hours. Yeah, yeah.
So we don't know, but
yeah,
mm-hmm. We don't know. But there was an interview where they were talking to, I don't know if he was the mayor of Baltimore, or whatever mm-hmm. he was. But they was like, yo, man, it's like they asked him, when are you going to rebuild the bridge? He said, rebuild the bridge. He said, we ain't talking about that right now. He said, there's 10 people still missing.
Exactly. Talk about building the bridge. No.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned talking about the bridge. There's more important things to worry about than the rebuilding that bridge. That could wait. We gotta see who survived and see whose bodies we can get. You know, that's always been an issue. When you hear mechanical problems on a ship, when you hear mechanical problems in planes, mm-hmm. it's always a forewarning that You shouldn't fly on that plane.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the story because I do watch some other videos on people taking planes that shouldn't have been on the plane. Did watch Otis Redding when he got on the plane. Those who don't know who Otis Redding is a singer from back in the 1960s, early 60s.
Sitting at the dock of the bay. I would hope they know.
Yeah, sitting on top of the bay. Famous singer. Died in his mid-20s, I think. Late 20s, 28 years old.
Yeah.
And he was warned not to get on the plane. Warned not to get on the plane. I hope people know who James Brown is. Mm-hmm. James Brown, Godfather of Soul, warned him and told him and said, listen, that plane is 11 lemon, and I don't think Otis, you should get on that plane. That plane is old and it's had mechanical problems. I don't think you should get on that plane. And the captain of the ship said it was okay to get on the plane. Went on the plane and no more Otis. Band members are gone. I think only one band member survived. Everybody else perished because of hypothermia. Otis was caught still in hyperthermia mode. He was actually stuck to the seat and he was frozen. His body was so frozen that they couldn't even break him out of the hype because he was got the hyperthermia. He couldn't even break. He was rigor mortis already set into his body. So he couldn't even.
Yeah.
Same thing, I think, with Aaliyah too, but that's a different story. Same thing, different story. But to stay on topic with the boat, same situation. If you know me, have mechanical problems, the bridge should have been closed or the boat should not have been operated, period. When things have mechanical problems, do not operate. Because I know people are determined. They think nothing can happen to them. So they feel that, okay, it can be done. And you ignore things. Yeah. People ignore things. And you ignore it because what can go wrong?
You know what? To me, I have my opinion. But if it truly is an accident, forgive me, but I look at it this way. According to that CNN article, 6 hours is more than enough time of warning to let people know in the city of Baltimore that the Francis Scott Key Bridge needs to be just out of service. No ifs, ands, or buts, no arguments. Yeah. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're late for work. Being late for work could have saved you your life.
Yes.
And then for those construction workers, there should have been no construction.
Period. Period. Yeah.
I don't understand this at all, man.
Yeah, people want to get things done, but for your life, one day is not going to kill you. One thing is not going to make you in a poor house if you miss one day.
Right.
One day is not going to make you, I'm not rich because I miss one day. Your life is more valuable. Your life is more valuable than trying to get the job done.
They are going to sue like nobody's business. The families?
Yeah. Yes.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. The sad thing is that they get the money, but they can't get back that life. And it's sad because things could have been avoided. And who knows? But it's still a question in our minds that.
Yeah. What really happened?
The boat tilted, went towards the direction of the pillar.
That's
a question. Big question marks in your head and big question marks in our head that that needs to be answered.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. If you're having power, if you're having engine and electric issues on a boat, which we clearly see, the lights came on, and you lose control of steering. Okay. Two things have to happen. The people on the boat, whoever who was steering the ship has to prove it was an accident. That's number one. And you know how planes have a black box? Well, that's what that VDR was on the boat. It's like the boat's black box, documenting everything that's going on. It would know if power failure, you know, that was going on. It would report that. Mm-hmm. Our cars have that too, to some degree, right?
To some degree, yeah.
So. So there's that. Then on the Baltimore side, it's okay. Did you do the right thing to suffer the loss of civilians? Then there's that. So that has to be proven here. Mm-hmm. Two things here. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, because they're saying there's people who are in a hospital and there's bodies that they still haven't found, which is just sad. I want to say condolences to the families.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Of those who lost their lives on the bridge collapse.
Yes.
I can't blame people for now being very eerie about bridges. If they weren't already eerie about driving over bridges before, it's even worse. And let me tell you something.
Let me tell
you something. As a Staten Islander, who when I was still in New York at the time, that I had to drive to Queens every day to go to work, and I had to drive over that Verrazano Bridge. I ain't going front. I would have been shook the next morning trying to go to work, thinking about that.
Yeah. See.
Because that would have been in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm in Houston now. I don't take a bridge to go to work. I mean, I take a highway and I have overpasses to drive over.
Yeah.
But I would have been, I can see why. I can understand some people having some type of post-traumatic, stress reaction to that, because now, or some type of water phobia, because there are people that have fear of water, so they don't drive over bridges.
So I
can see how that could trigger that more, because now here you are getting ready for work and you saw what happened in Baltimore, but in your city you got to take a bridge too. You ain't trying to see that.
No, you're not. No, no, no.
I get it. Life goes on, but you know, I care about lives. Mm-hmm. I care about the lives that were lost. Any last words you want to say on this? And we're going to get into our main topic.
Yeah, as well. Condolences to the folks who lost their lives and the family. Condolences to the families for folks who lost their lives. And RIP the people who lost their lives. Sad situation. Yeah, there's more investigation. I got to look into it more. Yes. So that's it. Yes.
All right. For those who've been living under a rock, the feds came after Diddy, Department of Homeland Security, to be specific. They went to raid his house over accusations of sex trafficking. He's not convicted or anything. Just to let people know. He's just accused. But I want to say something about the feds, right? You know, when the feds usually go after you, they don't go after you not having nothing. They're not like the cops who come after you. They're not like the state.
Right, right, right.
When the feds come after you, they tend to have a case already.
Right, right.
Because I think that's how the law goes. I think the law is you have to have some type of proof or something.
Right.
That this person is doing of such thing for you to get them. So a lot of times people say the feds are late when it comes to getting certain people because there'll be somebody who already done did the crime a couple of times. And then by the time the feds get them, people are critical of the feds because they're like, dang, you could have got them sooner before they did all of that.
Right. No, right.
They already knew. And when the feds get you, they already have something ready for you in place so that when it comes to court, they can hit you with that. And then they already have time planned for you to go away.
Right. Right. Yes.
That's usually how they operate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't like. Well, before I get into that, yo, I don't know if you've seen pictures. Yo, they showed up at his Miami home on boat. Yes. You would have thought they was trying to arrest my mans from and Bad Boys 2. You know what I mean? When they went to Cuba.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's crazy, you know? And they had drone footage of the arrest.
Yes.
You know, he has two homes, his home in L.A. and his home in Miami.
In Miami, yeah.
And one of the homes, his two oldest sons was there.
Yes.
Justin and Christian.
Yes.
And they were putting the handcuffs. See, I don't like that. I don't like that happened. Because they're after the dad. What are they doing arresting him, them two?
Yeah. Well, to explain it, that's more like feds did that. Well, what's it called? The security. They did that because every time they raid a compound, they have to do like investigation, and they have to to scope out the compound. So whoever's there is gonna get is part of the evidence. So they're gonna have to handcuff them. But me personally, you know, those two innocent dudes, they had, to me, it's like, now you put their life, like, they're like, oh my gosh. I can imagine if I was a son, how I would react, how I would feel inside. You putting handcuffs on me, dragging me out like I'm a big time criminal. Like I'm Pablo Escobar, like the late great Pablo Escobar or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's to me, I don't know. Then they said they had no. Then I looked into the news, they said they had no. They said it's because of the sex trafficking, but they have no concrete evidence. It's not really Diddy. So it's Diddy. To me, it's more like a. I don't know what they're trying to pull, but.
Well, the news was The news was all over the place.
Yes.
His at first they said his private jet.
Yeah.
When they looked at the flight log, because. In order to have secure airspace, you have to let the FAA people know, or air traffic control, that there's a plane in the sky that's going certain such and such place. You have to get clearance. You can't just fly in the air. It's not how that works. You know what I'm saying? This is why they're trying to put certain laws on people drones, because, you know how people buy drones and they fly them around.
Yeah.
That's an issue too. So, you know, they're trying to get clearance on that. But anyway, they said that according to the flight log, that it looked like his flight path was going to Cape Verde. Cape Verde has no extradition laws. It grounded in Antigua. Antigua has no extradition laws as well. They said that Diddy was on that flight. Diddy's name was registered on that flight, but he, come to find out, was not on that plane. Now, this is an article from today from TMZ that I'm going to read. It says Diddy was, they have photos now. Photos of Diddy face to face with federal agents Monday as they intercepted his plane. And TMZ now has a photo showing an interaction. This as his associate was taken into custody. Now, his associate was Paul. That's the one that they called the drug mule, quote unquote drug mule. But the reason why they called him that, because he was found with cocaine on him. Okay. So that's why they're saying that. And, you know, he's 25 years old. I mean, I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
His age doesn't matter. He's an adult. But, you know, it says here that, you know, before that, you know, there was video footage of Diddy, you know, kind of walking back and forth, pacing in front of the Miami airport while his sons was while his sons was at his house getting arrested. Well, not arrested per se, because they're not. They were in handcuffed custody, but they weren't arrested. They wasn't brought in anywhere.
Yes.
But some would say, yo, as a father, and you knowing that, because people are trying to say that Diddy knew that the feds was after him. And that's why he tried to skip out the country. And the questions was, okay, now Diddy got several kids. He got the sons, and then he got the daughters, and then he raised Quincy, who is El DeBarge's biological son.
Yes, yeah.
But that's but Kim is his mother.
Yeah.
You know, and he is blood with most of those kids. He's blood with Christian and the twins, because those are the kids that Diddy had with Kim. So anybody who came from Kim Porter is Quincy's relative. Justin is not his brother by blood, but they grew up together. They all family.
Right.
Okay. That's what it boils down to. They're all brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And then they got the nerve to talk about, oh, where Quincy at? Well, what's that supposed to mean? Quincy's he's an adult too, living his life. He's older than everybody.
Right.
Technically, he the oldest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for these kids, because, you know, Christian has his own career. He raps. I don't know what Justin does. I know he played football in high school and college, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Quincy's an actor.
Yeah, Quincy's with the I'll be sure's son, right?
Yeah. I'll be sure's son, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sure.
You know, but Quincy's an actor. Quincy was on, you know, he was just last acting on Powers Raising Kanan show.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
But you know, Quincy has his own life. The point I'm making is Quincy has his own life, and Diddy is pretty much his dad. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
His second dad, you know, I mean, well, the dad, let's put it like this. The dad who pretty much raised him. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep into Quincy, but the point I'm making is the fact that a lot of people have a big issue with Diddy right now. Cause they're like, yo, what kind of man are you? So you, that you where you at, but you not where your son. I don't care if these sons are adults. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about I don't know what they're thinking. But it doesn't matter what age you are. But I think what they're thinking is it would be better if he was here because right. he could explain what's happening.
Right, 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 right.
Or at least try to.
Yeah, at least notify his sons or, yeah.
Zach, like you just said, how would I feel? I'm somewhere, my home gets raided, and my children get handcuffed. You have children, so I can understand why you said that.
I would go crazy because, to me, personally,
you're going home.
It's my home. I'll take my kids with me. If I'm going somewhere far, my kids are coming with me. Or...
Even that. I find out my kids are being arrested. I'm going home. I'm driving home. Back to the home. Forget this flight.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going. I don't give
that's the point I'm
I
making.
I don't give the United States is after me. I'm going home.
That's what should have happened. Forget all that. Oh, I'm on the... No! Let me go see my sons.
Are okay. Yeah.
Trip plans open with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of here. The world stops. I don't have children, but the world stops.
Yes.
If my children are being put in handcuffs.
Yes, the world stops.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what's going on? Hey, I'm out. I got to go attend to my family that's being accosted.
Exactly. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I mean, listen. Did he? What started up the Diddy investigation?
All right, let's start this. We started. Zacchaeus, I got you. Watch this.
Yeah.
You're going to have a light bulb moment. You remember the first episode of this season? It was about Cassie coming out and making accusations against him. Okay.
Yes.
Then what happened was it was a payoff because what happened is, although she was an artist, they were in a relationship. Yes.
Yes.
But she was officially an artist under Bad Boy. So that payoff, although she had accusations saying that she was being held against her will at certain times and there was sexual abuse, drugs, and all this other stuff, right? And then it ended up being a lawsuit for money. Now, and remember, the title of the episode was called Money or Justice.
Money or justice, yeah.
Did Cassie want justice or did she want money? Okay. Yeah. Now, this is how all this started.
Yes, this was before, that's how it started.
This was before the year ended. This was last year.
Last year. This all started. It all triggered with his Cassie allegedly with the abuse and everything like that. Her report in that. And then it just trickled down into more. Now Diddy is getting more attention now because more people are coming out with allegations about sex trafficking and sexist and sex that.
So
my direction, my thought was like, damn, this is almost something like another R. Kelly thing. Damn. So
worse.
Yeah. So this man now is all of his businesses, ventures got pulled away from him. And now the feds like,
he sold all of his shares of Revolt the day before the feds came and raided his house.
Right.
There's some suspicion here. And the fact that he got on, that he tried to get on the plane, they're looking at this almost like, is he evading arrest? If they can prove that he's evading arrest, here's the thing. Diddy is not arrested. Even with all of this said, he is not arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in jail. He's not in some federal holding cell.
No.
His associate was arrested.
Right.
For the drugs.
Mm.
But Diddy is not arrested. I'm looking at these pictures. Federal agents do not have Diddy in handcuffs at all, but they got Paul in handcuffs. I wanted to give you that answer because you was like, you know, I wonder what started all of this, and now you remember.
Now, Diddy, now it's like the way how he moved. I'm just, let's just dissect it. Yeah. The way how did he move is like he knew what was coming. He knew that was coming. That's how he was moving. Like he knew he's ahead of the game, and he knew what was coming. You know,
his son shouldn't have been home, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He shouldn't have been at that house. I mean, they lived there, so it's their right.
But, yeah, they're right. Yeah.
But being that that was the situation, it would have been better if they wasn't even there, because right. Then they would have been dragged into this.
Right. What did he should have done was, if long as he knew about it way before this happened.
Yeah.
He has so much money. Take his sons, put them somewhere comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he might have did it with the daughters. Where the daughters at?
Yeah.
He's got like three. I think he got like, well, he got. He just had one baby with some woman.
Right.
And then he got like three daughters, the twins, yeah. and then the daughter with another. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So it's. These are things that you think about, like, you think about it. But did he?
Yeah, things that make you go,
Yeah, now, did he had a lot of situations that happened, man, and a lot of people came out, artists. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that certain things is happening to him. It's pretty bad, because certain things are happening to him. It's more like, I don't want to say karma, but a lot of artists, well, a few artists, I can mention names that had really crazy things to say about him, because dealing with business with him. And what they all do, thank him for putting them out, because he's a mogul. He put out all those artists back in the 90s, you know, Faith Evans, Big East, Faith Evans, Craig Mack,
Mace,
you know, Mace, Total, Black Rob, Moon, Loon, Black Rob, you know, Moon, Loon,
Shine.
Yeah. Shine, you know, Shine, which he's a politician now.
Thomas.
Yeah, Paul Thomas, yeah. Faith Evans, yeah. The list goes on.
112, list goes on.
112, yeah.
Danity Kane and all them, yeah.
And I mentioned Total.
Danity Kane, yeah.
Danity Kane,
The band. Making the band.
The band going on too. Remember when he went, I'll never forget the band where he had sent somebody, it was a matter of control, he sent somebody to go get cheesecake in Brooklyn. Cheesecake in Brooklyn. And that's the proof that they're faithful to their project and faithful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he had a lot of stuff. And then the controversial Shine situation, where Shine got deported back to Belize. And so many situations happened over the years with him. And because he's not arrested, I think he's going to be able to probably lawyer up and get out of this whole situation. I don't think it's going to go so far.
Who can deal with you? But your reputation. So this is not good for his reputation.
No, not at all.
Think about it. There was accusations, but did you think that his homes would be raided like this?
No.
Didn't think that would happen.
For allegations? No, it should not be. It should not be. But people will say, well, because of the sex trafficking that's attached to his name. And it's like,
that's a huge accusation. But can I tell you how broad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you how broad that is?
Yeah.
So sex trafficking and human trafficking is broad and vague at the same time, because when you hear the word sex trafficking, you think of children automatically. I know people think of that. Children, yes, prostitution and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could simply get a sex trafficking charge if you have a girlfriend and you sent an Uber to come pick her up to take her to the airport. And then she gets on a flight and then she comes to you. And then y'all have a consensual situation between you and her. Then you break up and then she says it wasn't consensual. And because it happened across state lines, and God forbid you flew into Jamaica and that happened, they'll consider that trafficking because going here to there.
Wow. Wow.
So that's the crazy thing about this. This is why, fellas and ladies, this whole getting flued out, no such thing as flew. The word is flown. We know that.
Flown.
This whole thing about being proud of that, understand there's things that come with that. So fellas, you better think twice, because I know some of y'all brag about having money. For those who got money and have disposable income and want to spend it on women,
yeah,
and sex, hey, that's your business, right?
Yeah.
But if you do what they considered sex trafficking with Cassie's allegation, because that's what they considered that, because she said, and we had this episode, she said, did he had a driver come get her, put her on a plane, fly to Jamaica, fly back. They called that sex trafficking.
Oh my, OMG. Lord. That's sex trafficking?
That's what they called it.
I beg your pardon?
Wow.
I beg your pardon?
That is sex trafficking. Wow. No need to, I mean.
See, here's the thing, right? So I'm just trying to figure this out. The law is definitely not on our side when it comes to that. I ain't even talking about Diddy no more. I'm just saying, as a man.
Yeah.
Don't find these women out. Because how was it that it was consensual when we were together? Because remember, Cassie came out now, and she said it was years of this. Years.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Back then, right? They said that Cassie actually hurt the plight of women who are actually getting sex trafficked because of the fact that she could have came out and she could have been the number one voice to speak against this stuff and be an advocate against this stuff happening to women, but she took the pick, right? So now it's like, okay, it mattered then. Okay, it didn't. Well, it might have mattered then. But it matters more now. It matters more now because you talk about it. My question is, if they have a case against Diddy, will Cassie get on the stand?
Well, I'm gonna be. Let me. I was gonna say yes, but let me pull back. She will get on the stand. He paid her off. He paid her good lump sum of money. Paid her. So I don't know if she'll stand on that word or stand on that cat. Maybe she might say, yes, I'm going to go against him. Yes. I don't care if I got his money just to be an advocate. But because she grabbed the bag, she might lay low and just take that bag and exit out.
Well, but, can I ask you this to help your point?
Yeah.
You know, it would be up to Diddy's lawyers to prove that her testimony is incredible because she took the bag. That's for them to prove.
So
even if she does stand in court, they could say, you know what? Her testimony should be thrown out only because she took money from this man. So what is it that she has to gain now? And then they would say, well, no, it's about getting justice. And then they would say, well, Cassie, shouldn't have been about justice the first time.
Yeah, exactly. But instead, she took the bag.
See?
She grabbed it. Because, listen, if he's giving you 600,000 or more than that, just so you could be silent. You know, money says money. Money makes you do
millions.
Yeah, millions. Money makes you do a lot of things because and make you and make some a lot of people shut up for a million and be like, okay, I'm not saying nothing more. Although mm-hmm. despite he knows she knows that he's wrong. But the simple fact that she took the money, it's like, okay. So justice out the door.
Yeah.
Basically, justice out the door.
Well, you know, also they can also say this with her, right? Because the lifestyle that she was benefiting from while being with Diddy, not only just being an artist, but also being his girlfriend. You know, right. she had, you know, she was valued more being his girlfriend than being his artist because she didn't really make him money like that.
No.
But he spent a lot of money on her, quote unquote, right?
Right.
So my thing is, Cassie, you, it was good enough then when you was with him. But because he didn't marry you, then all of a sudden now you had an accusation years later when you move on, get a husband, have children finally. So now when you went now when they put you on the witness stand, my thing is, okay, you may get on there. But then now what happens to the witnesses? The witnesses would have to get on the stand.
Right.
Do you think once that happened with the witnesses of such Cassie Diddy case, would ever speak? They have to give credence to her testimony. Because the lawyers would be like, man, you took the bag. Get the heck out of here.
Yeah. And I said
the witnesses would have to speak. Do you think the witnesses would step up?
Yeah.
Really? Go ahead.
No. Well,
explain more. I'm curious.
Well, let me see. Would the witnesses step up?
Without being subpoenaed, Zacchaeus, without being subpoenaed to appear in court.
I don't think they'll step up like that. I think it's a thing where they'll let it just die down. They just let it die down. I don't think any more witnesses will come out either.
There's more lawsuits coming out.
There might be some more
lawsuits. Per se.
Yeah.
But as far as people willing to testify, yeah, you're probably right.
But the only but if they're offered to keep their mouth shut, they will do it. Just to make everything go down. To let it go away. Because when you have money, when you entirely have money, a lot of things go away. And when things are brushed under, things are brushed in, and because you have money, not everybody, because Lord knows, you know, I didn't think that Weinstein would have got his, you know, justice with that. But anyway, different story altogether.
I still don't know what the terms is on him. I mean, the last we checked, he was walking around in a walker in the courtroom acting like he's crippled now. But,
you know, the
news on him has been kind of swept under the rug. You know why?
Yes.
Because they got a fine. I'm not saying that he didn't do anything or did something. We really don't know. Yeah. But anytime, let's just keep it real. Anytime people of the light color spectrum do something, mm-hmm. they gotta find a black man who did almost the same thing and make him the headliner of the tragedy.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to mention one name. Bill Cosby. Same allegations.
Perfect example.
Same allegations, but one is a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Same allegation, same situation. And as you can see, they was trying to put other stuff on Bill Cosby. They were trying to say, oh, no, because Bill Cosby stood his ground. stood his ground and said, no, I didn't do it. Stood his ground. And he said, you know what, I'll go back in prison. Still stood his ground. And I always applaud Bill Cosby for that, for standing his ground.
Mm-hmm.
But, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Okay? Different strokes for different folks. Listen. They want to throw the book at Diddy somewhere, somehow, but innocent until proven guilty. Now, a lot of allegations, a lot of stuff came out about him. I heard it all. A lot of stuff. But the thing is with, I can name them, Diddy, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. Oh man, R. Kelly's locked away now. You know, he ran out of money, so he's locked away. He ain't had Diddy money, so he locked them away. No more. Out of the history books. Took them away. Let me tell you something. This we're living in a system where they lift you up only to bring you down. Did the same thing with Michael Jackson. They bring you up only to bring you down. You know? And
but Diddy's surviving Diddy documentary gonna be next.
Yeah.
Watch.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's next. That's next. They already did it with R. Kelly already. They was trying to do it with Michael Jackson. Yes, they did it with Michael too. A little bit.
Yeah.
But Diddy is next.
Yeah.
With the surviving, you're gonna see it.
Yep.
Documentary on Netflix.
It's gonna happen.
Surviving Diddy. Diddy. Yeah, you're gonna see it.
I'm pretty sure there's a TV show that's doing a like-minded story reenactment episode right now about this. If it hasn't happened already, I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that Law and Order does.
Right.
They'll use like a certain character.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use a current event, right? So there's this.
Yeah.
And have a character with a similar name.
Right.
They did that with the Chris Brown, Rihanna story years ago when that happened. Law and Order had like a singer and a female singer, and it was just like it. So I'm pretty sure they got a Diddy one. If they haven't already done one already, they're gonna do one.
They're doing it. This is gonna be months down the line.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be months down the line, and people are gonna be glued. Netflix is gonna get high ratings because of this. If they do it, if they put
Lifetime,
on
Lifetime is gonna have movies based. You know how Lifetime is. Yeah, Lifetime is quick.
Yeah, they come on movies quick. You see, yeah. Don't be surprised if they do a Wendy Williams movie now. Okay, it's gonna be quick. So
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So this is what's going on, y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we've said enough.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Man, we had to give our opinion on this because this is crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Man. I don't even care about Diddy right now, man. I put it like this: my concern is for his family, man, more so than anything.
Yeah.
I really care more about his family. You know, whatever Diddy has linked his name to, if he did a crime, he got to do the time. You know, but I still say let's allow the truth to come out before we say he did anything.
Right.
Let's allow that. If he didn't do it, he ain't do it. But I don't want to make him wear a coat that he didn't buy.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see. But
we'll see.
It's a bad look. I tell you that. Because now, say he gets out of this. I'm going to ask you something right now. Say he comes back from all of this.
Yes.
What's his career at this point now?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. He'll just be a music mogul legend memory.
He'll
be a memory because all his.
You think they'll still play his music? They are. Listen, they started. Listen, yeah. they took away I'll tell you why I asked this question. When Bill had accusations before he went to court, yeah. Bill had accusations and all them networks stopped playing the Cosby reruns.
Yeah, see?
R. Kelly had accusations this last round, not the first round, but this last round of accusations, and they pulled, most people pulled his music catalog from the radio.
Yes, they did. They did. You don't hear, you never would hear R. Kelly music playing on the radio. No more.
Not like you used
to. Any radio station.
Now there's Diddy.
Yeah, now there's Diddy.
Musical catalog, which is a large catalog as well because of all his features.
It's very huge. A lot of artists. Yeah, one thing I can say about Diddy, he made a lot of people's careers.
He did.
You can't take that away from him. He made a lot of people's careers, and the artists would say, yes, you're right. Yes, he made my career. It wasn't for Diddy. Ask Mary J. Blige. If it wasn't for Diddy, I would not be here. Then they even have to give him the award and recognize him. So he'll be a mogul memory. Yeah. And I can't see them pulling away Diddy's the catalog of music that he had. I just don't see it. Because it's not like R. Kelly. R. Kelly is just him as a singer. They pull away, but Diddy had artists underneath him.
Yeah,
Diddy had artists that he produced and he worked with. So, and you can't put away. It's a lot of music.
Well, same thing with R. Kelly. He wrote and produced for so many artists that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he did. He was a writer for a lot of artists.
Right. But that music gets played because he didn't perform it.
Right.
But anything that Diddy has performed or featured in.
Yeah.
Will that get play?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Would they play his music? Yeah.
Are his friends watching themselves closely right now? I don't want to throw any names out there, but you know, he has some very popular musical friends who are legends too.
Mm.
Are they watching their steps too?
Yeah, are they?
I would probably think they would.
They would. Yeah. Cross your eyes and dot your T's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cross your eyes and dot your T's. You know, they can't. And Jay gonna play his cards right, too. Jay's gonna play his cards right.
Oh, Lord. I hope he ain't caught up in nothing, because if they come after Jay, they come after B next, because that's his wife. So hopefully that ain't the situation.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully that's not the situation. I mean,
nope.
I don't think Diddy will be at the next Rock Nation breakfast.
Right.
That Jay-Z does. Every year, Diddy has been front and center at the Rock Nation breakfast. Like it's the bad. You would have thought it was the Bad Boy Records brunch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Listen, if you ever pay attention to a lot of the photo work of the last 3 years, that Jay-Z has probably done it more than that, but just I'll take from the last 3 years of the Rock Nation brunch fest, Rock Nation breakfast.
Right.
I noticed when it comes to the main pictures, you see Puff, and you also see sometimes, well, you'll see Puff mostly standing side by side with Jay-Z, like as if it's Puff's thing.
Right.
But it's Jay-Z's thing.
Right.
But Diddy be front and center.
Wow.
So this is why people are saying, Jay, better watch out.
Yeah. Just lay low and do your thing, man.
Yeah. Hopefully he didn't get caught up in that, man. You know, it's like, this is the concept I think about. You know, I may know the drug dealer from down the block, but we ain't hang together.
Exactly. I ain't slinging. I just say, what's up? That's it.
Right. So
keep pushing. Yeah.
Right. So just because you were friends with the guy don't always mean that you did something.
No.
That you did the same thing that he did. It doesn't always mean that.
Because
people are talking about, oh, let's look at Diddy's friendships and see if they doing the same thing too. So they mentioned Jay-Z. They mentioned Kevin Hart. Meek Mill name came up, and then he started talking about Nas. I better not hear Nas caught up in some stuff like that, man. Because remember, they did that with T.D. Jakes.
Yeah. I remember that.
Well, T.D. Jakes was his spiritual advisor. So does that mean he was
complicit
with what he was doing? Like, we don't know this stuff. You know what I'm saying? People
are running wild with it on YouTube.
Oh, they are. The videos are crazy. And you know what? I also want to say something, right? Because you got Jaguar right out there talking stuff. My thing is this. Don't just believe anybody on the internet. I don't think it's fair that somebody can get on the internet, make a TikTok video, and not everybody believes it.
Right. Oh,
that's not fair. Because it came from a woman. Just because a woman said it don't make it true. Get the heck out of here. I mean, come on. Check this out, Zacchaeus. Remember, it all started, well, it didn't start, well, the T.D. Jakes one. Some chick got on TikTok, made a couple of videos and all of that, and all of a sudden, that came out about T.D. Jakes and all that, and everybody believed it because of that. Like, come on, man.
Hold on.
Yeah,
how?
You know, that's not fair. And I get it, the jokes.
Yeah.
It was funny. Don't get me wrong. You know, they kept playing his sermon. Yeah. You know, have you ever been swallowed up? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, whatever, but we have no proof of that.
No. No, don't believe everything you hear, y'all. Don't, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yep.
let them know. Let them know where they can reach you, man.
Hey, you can reach me on Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also, on TikTok, Wayne Zacchaeus Gospel on TikTok. Check it out, y'all.
Y'all can get at me on at the Fifth General on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all right? All right, y'all. We'll see y'all on another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. Peace and God bless you on next time.